and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In our study of the book of Ephesians, we're in chapter 5 and verse 17, where it says, "Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." Now, we look back once again in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 16. It says, redeeming the time because the days are evil. We're to be wise because the days are evil. And we need to understand what the will of the Lord is. In verse 16, seeing that the times are so perilous and evil and sinful, when our opportunity of doing good presents itself, we need to be wise and understand what our duty is. We need to know how to manage ourselves in every situation in relation to dangers, snares, and temptations of the devil. And this may come before each of us. We need to let God manage our life according to His will that is revealed in His Word. I would ask you to know that it is a special part of divine wisdom to understand and to know what is the mind and will of God concerning each of us, in every condition of life which He allows us to enter. It makes no difference how old we are or how young we are. We need to listen to God. Divine wisdom comes only to those who have the mind of Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 16 it says, "For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him?" Well, some people have the mind of Christ. So according to the Scriptures, we can make right decisions because we have the mind of Christ. And you get the mind of Christ by knowing Jesus as your Lord and Savior. The verse says, "Wherefore be ye not unwise," verse 17 of Ephesians 5. Well, no one wants to be thought of as unwise. But people are who do not redeem time and are ignorant of the will of the Lord. Believers should not act like the unwise, the foolish, neither in their talk, nor in their walk and conversion, nor in their use of time. Notice again Ephesians 5:17, where it says, "Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." Wherefore be ye not unwise. See, God gives us commands, and He gives us guidance in things to do and things not to do. He lets us make decisions in our life. Some things He guides us in if we let Him, and other things He gives us commands in. Well, the first part of verse 17 is a command. "Wherefore, be ye not unwise." Well, how can we keep from being unwise? Do you remember Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 through 3? We've gone through this. We've read this in our study in Ephesians chapter 5. But notice as we read this what God says. Psalm 1, reading with verse 1 through 3. "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. That person is wise, nor standeth in the way of sinners." Once again, that person is wise. "Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful." That person is wise. "But his delight," and that's the person who's wise, "his delight is in the law of the Lord." And that person is wise. "And in his law doth he meditate day and night." That person is wise. "And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." You see, that person is spiritually healthy. That person we read of in Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, is the person who is wise. He's wise in the things of God. Why? Because he listens to the Lord. He whose delight is in the law of the Lord and who meditates in it day and night is that child of God who makes time for God. Remember, we talked about the opportunities, especially the one opportunity, the opportunity that is before us at a specific period of time, and that time is now. That child of God who makes time for God is the one who is listening to the Lord. We've discussed this word time and its importance. The child of God that takes time, who gives God time, is the person who is successful for God. Notice when we are successful for God, it doesn't mean that we have tried to be successful for ourselves. Oh, there's nothing wrong with wanting to be successful, but we need to want to be successful for God. Notice Psalm 1 and verse 4 now. It says the ungodly are not so. Not so like what? Like Psalm 1 verses 1 through 3. Not like that person. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff, which the wind driveth away. We see the ungodly are those who refuse to receive Christ as Savior, first of all. The unsaved, the ungodly person, cannot receive the instructions of God. Why? Because things of God are spiritually discerned, they're understood by the saved person, not the unsaved. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14, it says, "But the natural, this is the unsaved man, receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." Now keep in mind that the unsaved person cannot receive everything that God has for the people of this world, especially when we think of the saved person. But that unsaved person can receive the goodness of God by trusting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. That's one thing that they can understand when they get into the Word of God. They can understand history of the Word. They can understand the geography of the Word that is presented. But they cannot understand the deep meanings that God has for the saved people in His Word. The thing that they can understand that is most important is that they are a sinner and they need Jesus Christ as Savior, and that they can be saved by trusting Him as Lord and Savior. Notice what the Lord said in Psalm 32 and verse 8. He said, "I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye." That's Psalm 32 and verse 8. He's going to guide that person who is wise, that person who is letting him lead. That person becomes even more wise as he listens to what God has to say and listening as he listens to his guidance. Psalm 31:3 says, "For thou art my rock and my fortress." This is what each of us as saved people need to praise God for. He's our rock and our fortress. The psalmist goes on to say, "Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me." See, saved people can pray and ask God to lead them and to make them wise. The Lord guides us through His Word. I cannot emphasize that too much. The wise person who allows God to lead and guide is that person who is the wisest person that person can be, because he listens or she listens to the voice of God. The wise person is the person who first listens to God and allows him to take him to heaven. Psalm 73 verse 24 says, "Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel." Once again, that unsafe person allows God to guide. That unsafe person listens to his word and understands that he or she needs Jesus as Savior. The psalm says, "Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel." And notice what happens when that unsaved person listens to God's counsel about being saved. It says, "And afterward, receive me to glory." Once any person in this world listens to the voice of God to receive Jesus as Savior and does that, then that person will be received up into glory. One of these days, those of us who have trusted Jesus as Lord and Savior are going to go up in the clouds to be with Him. The rapture of the church, the rapture of God's people, the rapture that will take place, and I believe it's soon. And this rapture, this catching away, will be for only for those who have trusted Christ, only for the wise. You see, no human can understand the Word of God to its fullness until they have been born again. The wise person is the person who has the Holy Spirit. Only saved people have the Holy Spirit. Now, let me quickly add that the Holy Spirit will come upon that person once they have been saved. And that person, that unsaved person, I remind you again, can be wise when they receive Jesus Christ by receiving Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. How to be wise? Listen to God. Get saved. And then listen to Him through His Word as you are guided by the Holy Spirit. Christ said to His apostles just before He was crucified, just before He went back to heaven, He said, "Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak. And He will show you things to come." John 16 and verse 13. The Holy Spirit shows us the way of the wise. The Holy Spirit shows us the way of life. If we listen to the voice of God through His Word, then we are wise. Once again, Psalm 4 says that everything the unsaved person does is worthless. It's like the chaff, it says. When a person leaves this world unsaved, everything that person has done in this life is garbage. Everything done by the unsaved person is like the worthless part of the grain, the husks, that when the wind comes along, it's gone. The worthless things done in this life will not bring glory to God. Only those things done by the saved person brings glory to God. In fact, the Bible teaches us that while we are unsaved, everything we do is wickedness in the sight of God. Now, that hurts people's feelings, but they need to know this. The unsaved person needs to understand that what they do, any good that they do, we see unsaved people, what we consider, doing good things on this earth. They help feed the poor and do things, do good things for humanity. But in the sight of God, that's wickedness. Now notice, Proverbs 21:4 says, "An high look and a proud heart and the plowing of the wicked is sin." Notice the words here, "an high look." This is the person who thinks he or she is better than anyone else. A proud heart. This is a person who is lifted up with pride. In other words, they would say something like, "Look what I have done. Look what I have." And then the verse says, "the plowing of the wicked." Any work the wicked does is sin in the sight of God, according to Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 4. You see, as the unsaved is unwise, we need to think of this as well. So can the saved person be unwise. And this is what Paul is trying to get across to us who are saved. The person of Psalm 1 will triumph over every obstacle that Satan presents. Well, why is it that we saved people sometimes wander? Why is it that some will even quit living for the Lord? Well, I believe it's because we allow ourselves to be gradually blinded by Satan and lose sight of the will of God, which we ought constantly to remember. Paul defines wisdom to be understanding what the will of the Lord is. Therefore, to be wise is to know the will of God. Once again, Ephesians 5:17 says, "Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." I pray today that you're wise, that you have trusted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I pray that you're wise, that as a safe person, you're letting God lead and guide you. May God help you to know His will and be wise in this life.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org, or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.